This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. The Missouri Department of Economic Development is defending its role in the MamTech controversy, in which the town of Moberly issued $39 million in bonds to build an artificial sweetener plant, which never opened. Marshall Griffin attended a Missouri House hearing on the issue Wednesday, and he reports from Jefferson City.
DED Director David Kerr told the House committee that his agency carefully reviewed MamTech's request for state incentives, which were not issued, but he also said that it's not DED's role to double-check every claim made by every company seeking tax credits.
If we start assuming that every business that walks through the door is a criminal, then there's going to be a whole lot fewer companies and businesses walking through the door considering us as a state.
Kerr and DED's general counsel also contended that they informed Moberly officials about concerns whether MamTech had a functioning plant in China. Town officials maintain that DED did not share emails with them regarding those doubts. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
With 2012 only a month away, Columbia's Community Development Commission is deciding how to allocate its funds. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development presented the Community Development Commission with almost $800,000 through a community development block grant. KBIA's Elizabeth Miller has more.
The Columbia Community Development Commission plans to conduct a survey to get public feedback on how the Community Development Block Grant funds should be divided. The commission spent time at their meeting last night figuring out how to get the public involved. North Central Neighborhood Association President Pat Fowler is one of many residents who would like to have a say in what the grant money is used for.
I know how much that money is, and I would like more neighborhood associations to be involved in the discussion of how it's spent and how it's prioritized.
Last year was the first time a survey was ever made available on the city's main webpage for any voluntary residents willing to take it. Only 27 people took the survey last year regarding the allocation of funds for 2011. The commission hopes that with more advertising and awareness of the survey, the Columbia's residents will take advantage of it. The commission plans to have a new survey for approval at their next meeting on December 14th that is more user-friendly, accurate, and personalized for those who take it. Elizabeth Miller, KBIA News.
ME researchers are recommending exercise for breast cancer patients. KBIA's Jen Jen Zhang reports.
A chronic swelling condition called lymphedema is a common symptom for breast cancer patients after treatment. For a long time, people thought exercise might be harmful and cause lymphedema. However, MU Professor Jean Emmer at the Sinclair School of Nursing says recent research shows this may not be true.
Two key studies have shown that exercise under the guidance of a trained therapist. Exercise is not harmful for breast cancer survivors.
Emmer says being sedentary can lead to some unhealthy complications in breast cancer patients. Instead, Emmer recommends exercise.
And what is recommended is that a person gradually condition themselves or recondition themselves after their treatment, that they even remain active during their treatment is also considered to be a healthy thing, but to be under the guidance of their health professional.
Emmer also says that future research will focus on the ways exercise may prevent lymphedema. Zheng Zhengzhang, KBIA News.
And for KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.